Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Well, that's my daughter and her a good friend, along with vocal support from my wife, out at the Christmas tree farm a few days ago, singing about one of our favorite things this time of year, getting and decorating and enjoying a real Christmas tree. However, it seems fewer of us are buying real trees these days, and songs like this next one are not helping.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree.
Now, some of that is satire. Some is based on past experiences with trees that dropped needles and stands that were hard to use, having to get down on your knees to water the tree. And for some, even the trip to the lot or the farm was viewed as a hassle. But these days...
It doesn't have to be a hassle. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could buy a tree.
Rick Dungy with the National Christmas Tree Association. He says, first, you don't even have to leave your house to have a real Christmas tree with a real smell and all of the other benefits.
There's more and more businesses that are offering delivery and setup and takedown services. Maybe a niche market, but, you know, there are people out there who wouldn't ordinarily get a tree if they didn't know that that was an option. Like, wow, okay, I can actually... Basically, I'm renting a tree, and then some businesses even call it tree rental. You know, I can pay somebody, they'll bring a tree to me, put it up in my home, 3 or 4 weeks later come and take the thing down and take it away. The ultimate inconvenience, right?
Right, and if you don't want quite that amount of convenience...
You can buy direct from the farm now and have it shipped to you. Buy it right online, direct from a farm. Shows up in a FedEx box just like any other package.
Yeah. Hey, Ma, tree's here. Also, people may be hesitant to buy a real tree because maybe they only remember having old tree stands that were hard to use and the hassle of watering the tree and all. Rick says...
They don't know that there's a lot of good hard goods out there now, stands and watering funnels and these water reservoirs. They're like, I got a pair at home. They look like Santa boots, right? It's got a tube, basically, that goes into the stand, and it's like a siphon. So, yeah, when the water level starts to go down, it pulls water out of this reservoir and basically refills the stand by itself. You know, that's a good option for people who maybe have to travel for 2 or 3 days during the holidays, because all that extra water can last all the time that you're out of town for a short period of time.
Oh, yeah, the watering system we have, it's really neat. You use an empty 2-liter water or soft drink bottle. You fill it up and turn it upside down in the holder, and there you are. No getting down under the tree with a watering can or any of that. So give a real tree a shot this year. Okay, take us out.
Oh, Christmas tree.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.